Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Government has announced that the Pfizer vaccine boosters will be rolled out in January 2022. However, we're still sitting with a situation where some people have had their first, not their second, and some people haven't even had their first. There needs to be, obviously, more focus on those that are unvaccinated because they're contributing towards the high transmissibility rate of the current variant. There is a pre-holiday vaccination drive, and to tell us more about it, we're joined on air by Yusuf Abramji. Yusuf, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Chad. Thank you.
Yusuf, tell us a little bit more about this very important pre-holiday vaccination drive.
Well, the Swartkop Raceway vaccination site on the outskirts of Centurion, the R55, opened in August. We gave about 50,000 jabs, and a few weeks ago, because of volunteer fatigue, amongst other reasons, we decided to close the site until the new year. However, as a result of the new fourth wave and the new virus that we have, the new variant, we decided to reopen tomorrow ahead of the holidays. So the vaccination site will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the entrance of the Swartkop Raceway. We'll be offering both Pfizer and J&J. And you are absolutely right, Chad. A lot of people are still unvaccinated. A lot of people are still undecided. And we're appealing to them before they go on holidays, get your jab, either your Pfizer or your J&J. Also, many people who took the first Pfizer have not come for the second one, and we're appealing to them to make sure that they get a jab because most certainly vaccinations are still the first line of defense from what all the scientists and the doctors are telling us.
I think it's very important for everybody to understand that these are not the boosters that are being given out. These are the first and second, either Pfizer first or second, as well as the J&J single shot. What do people need to bring with them? Is it an easy process once they get there?
It's very quick, very fast, simple, no charge at all. You don't have to make an appointment. You simply register on the EBDS system, which takes you a minute or so, and you simply sit in your car and get your jab. You are right. We are not giving booster Pfizer as yet, nor the J&J one. Unless you're part of the Sisonke trial, you can go to certain venues and get the jab, and I think that deadline is fast running out. We know that the second Pfizer booster, or rather the third Pfizer booster, kicks into effect on the 28th of this month. However, it has to be 6 months after your second jab. So that will really take hold in the new year. And we're expecting an announcement on the second J&J booster, which we'll also hope will be opened up early in the new year. But for now, if you have a doctor's letter, you've been verified, and you've got a code, you can then get your booster only for people with some severe illnesses, and if they qualify for that.
Some very important information coming out of this. Thank you, Yusuf. Just a reminder to our listeners, where is this taking place and for how long?
Well, tomorrow is the once-off site at Swartkop because of the holidays. We will then review early in the new year, and we should be starting again in the new year on Saturdays especially, to try to get as many booster shots out. So my appeal to anyone is in the Centurion area, R55, the main road between Laudium and Sutherland Ridge, will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow.
An incredible initiative. Thank you, Yusuf. I hope to chat to you again soon.
Thank you, Chad.